Welcome to Abide's Daily Christian Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss. Today's meditation is brought to you by our partners at Life Audio. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Head over to lifeaudio.com now. And remember, you can have full access to our meditations commercial-free. Just text ABIDE to 22433. For 25% off. Now, receive his peace as we meditate and abide in Christ.
Siblings can be the best. They can cheer you up and they can look out for you. But they can also be the worst people to be around, can't they, sometimes? They can get on your nerves. They can be self-absorbed and ignore you at the worst moments, too. But you're stuck with them, whether you like it or not. Well, we can treat our Christian brothers and sisters like this too sometimes. You may find some people hard to get along with, and some may find you self-absorbed. But when we intentionally look out for each other, it changes everything, doesn't it? Well, in Hebrews chapter 13, it reminds us to keep on loving each other as brothers and sisters. If God's Spirit lives in you, you are never alone. You are always connected to God, and through Him, to all of Jesus' followers around the world. Are there ways that you're tempted to go at it alone sometimes? Are there other sisters and brothers in Jesus who get on your nerves or who don't seem worth your time? Well, ask yourself why right now. Just lay down any hurt you feel towards your brothers and sisters in Christ, and allow God's love for them to fill your heart today. Speak this blessing over someone today. May you be a child of God. Our time will be directed by God today, but I hope you will pause the app often and ask the Holy Spirit to prepare your mind and body with great expectation of what God will be doing during this meditation time. Let me lead us now in this meditation time in a moment of meditative prayer. Jesus, I admit that there are people I don't always want to be around. There are people who get on my nerves sometimes. But don't let this stop me from loving them like you love them. You are able to make me show your love in the right way. Jesus, you have so much joy to bring all of us into your family that you endured the cross for all of us. Let me have that much joy for my sisters and brothers in you. We're going to be together in heaven, so let heaven break into this world so we can be unified together today. And it's in Jesus' name, amen. And that's really it, togetherness. And more than that, the kingdom of God is about unity, oneness, and harmony. So focus today on setting aside differences, on living in the union of God. But today, I hope this time of longer, deep meditation will help you find freedom and feel free with all of God's creation. So as we begin, take a few deep cleansing breaths, just breaths of freedom. Get comfortable and settled into wherever you are, being aware of God, being aware of the wholeness and the excellence and perfection that He offers you. And that is where we will be going now. Consider your life for a moment. Is there anything keeping you from experiencing God's joy today, hearing from Him? Is there anything blocking you from Him? Well, confess that now, and then thank Him joyfully for His forgiveness. God is one, the Holy Spirit is one, and Jesus is one. God, Spirit, Son, separate, yet together as one, reminding us to be one with each other. Listen carefully now to every detail as I read from Hebrews chapter 13, verse 1. Keep on loving each other as brothers and sisters. so simple, so pure. But what stood out to you from that passage? Listen to it again carefully. Keep on loving each other as brothers and sisters. Reflect here on how God might be using this passage to touch your life today. Who is someone that you have a hard time being around? Well, speak this blessing over them. May you be a child of God today. Listen again for something familiar or affirming, or maybe something new and fresh. But listen carefully for more as I read from Hebrews chapter 13, verse 1. Keep on loving each other as brothers and sisters. What did you hear this time? Well, focus there even deeper in quiet meditation. You may know what it feels like to be alone. So surely you know that others can feel the same way, don't you? Well, ask the Holy Spirit to reveal a name to you right now. Someone who may feel distant or isolated. Who can you invite to be in God's family today? Invite them to spend time with you today. Just pray that now, that they may know and be a child of God. Listen one and final time as I read and you meditate on Hebrews chapter 13, verse 1 from the Amplified Version. Let love of your fellow believers continue. Do you feel blocked or unable to express love to someone or maybe a group of people today? Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal that truth and perhaps the reason. Come before God now, humbly in prayer, asking Him to examine your heart for ways you are keeping love from someone else. The author C.S. Lewis once wrote that the words, God is love, have no real meaning unless God contains at least two persons. Love is something that one person has for another person. If God was a single person, then before the world was made, He was not love. Pause and ponder that here. How love is an outpouring of the love found in the Trinity, and an outpouring of the love that God has for you. If love flows from the Trinity, and it flows from God to us, how can it flow from you into the lives of those around you? Reflect on that now. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you the courage to show love today, and show it in an unexpected way. Join me now in a moment of closing prayer. Our Heavenly Father, like you sent your Son into the world, send us into the world in the power of your Holy Spirit as ministers of reconciliation and ambassadors for your kingdom. As we go, please bless us and keep us, make your face to shine upon us, and be gracious to us. Lift your countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, we do pray. Before rushing off, you may be facing a day today full of maybe some feelings of anger or resentment or even hatred towards someone or something. I hope you can find time today to intentionally share a word of love to someone, an unexpected word of encouragement. Just share it and expect nothing in return. And I hope that assurance of God's identity, His mercy and love and forgiveness will keep you here a bit longer today. No rushing off, no timer or clock. Just listen to the music and the sounds or journal whatever God places on your heart. But I hope you allow the Holy Spirit to hold you in this place for several more minutes. Minutes of profound peace and rest and alignment with God as you meditate and abide in Christ.